Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Welcome to Quote Me, a weekly podcast that seeks to encourage, inspire, and lift you up to be all you were created to be. Words are powerful. Recognizing and celebrating the impact they have on our lives can comfort or challenge us, or both at once. I'm your host, Lindsay Schlegel, and I'm so glad you're here. Today, I hope we can honor the truth, beauty, and goodness of well-chosen language, and so glorify God. Let's begin. My guest today is Amanda Martinez Beck, author and story consultant. You've probably seen her on Instagram. I hope you have come across her book and some of the amazing work that she is doing. Amanda, thanks for hanging out with me today.
Thanks for having me, Lindsay.
I'm so excited to chat with you. So we are recording this a bit ahead of time, but this is coming out on Fat Tuesday. I know, which we were just discussing before we started recording, how our families are having pancakes for dinner tonight. So I hope you all are too, because it's just the right thing to do. So Amanda, you are going to tell us about a quote from St. Lawrence that you learned while you were in RCIA a few years ago. Can you share that quote with us and how it came into your world?
Mm-hmm. So St. Lawrence was a deacon in the early church in Rome. He lived in the third century, so like 225 to 258. And in Rome, there was Pope Sixtus II, and there were seven deacons. Lawrence was one of those deacons. Well, the Emperor Valerian was like, hey, Christianity sucks. I'm going to kill everybody and take all their wealth.
Like you do.
You know, like Roman emperors do. So he slaughtered the Pope and the first six deacons. And he left Lawrence alive and said, "You need to bring me the treasure of the church, and then you're going to die as well." And so Lawrence was quick thinking, and he said, "Okay, give me 3 days." So he went and gathered all of the wealth that the church had accumulated at that point and gave it all to the poor. And then he went and brought the sick and the broken and the people who couldn't walk and everyone who was in weak and fragile bodies and he brought them back to the emperor. And he said, and this is the quote that changed me. He said, "These are the treasures of the church." And
that's amazing and true. And my gosh, how many of us though would actually, I don't know, that my brain would have gone there. My heart would have put things in order in such a correct and justified order as he did. But that's totally beautiful.
Yeah. This quote came into my life around the same time as a Rita Springer song. I'm a convert, and so I still dabble in praise and worship music because it's fun and uplifting. But I there's a song she has, and a line says, "When you look at me, you see all my weak and frailties that you reach for like it's treasure." And so just this idea that in my weak and broken body, I am God's treasure. Whether it's my body that is physically impaired, I do have chronic pain. And so living in a world where able-bodied people breeze through physically, and I have a cane and some other limitations, remembering the goodness of my body is really important there. But also in struggle with mental illness, so often we feel disqualified when our bodies or our brains don't work the ways that everybody else is, quote, supposed to. So right. To know that God treasures me in that place of weakness, it's really the foundation for my book.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. So was this idea of your weakness being a treasure to Christ, was that what drew you to the church in this first place, or did something else draw you there and then this pulled you in even deeper?
So I tell the story in my book. So if you want to go deeper, for sure, check it out.
It's called Lovely. I'll put a link in the show notes.
It's called Lovely, How I Learned to Embrace the Body God Gave Me. But I was drawn to the church because of the Eucharist. God used my appetite to draw me to him. And as a little girl, I wanted to take communion in my Protestant church. And that's why I prayed to receive Jesus. Because I wanted to eat and drink. As I grew and learned, I had just this great desire, this deep hunger, physically and spiritually, for God in my physical body. Like understanding the teachings of the Catholic Church about being fed with true food and true drink in my body. We can't separate our bodies and our souls and pretend like our souls are good and our bodies are bad, because that's heresy.
Right. We're created. Yeah. You know, and part of the intro to the show, we say this is about being all we were created to be, and God created us. You're right. Like in body and soul. And both of those things are beautiful, and they are meant to be understood in conjunction with each other, not set apart.
Right. And so I also live in a fat body, and so learning to move in Catholic spaces is, for me, easier. It still can be challenging because American culture is so thin obsessed, and it seeps into the church as we're learning to stumble towards Jesus. But I can see a crucified Jesus in any Catholic church I come into. And yes, he is the victorious and risen Jesus, but he's also the wounded healer. Like he is there, and no matter the state of my body, he accepts me, and the church does as well. And so that's one of the big things that drew me to the church.
Beautiful. And so this I would say your ministry, especially over the last, I guess since I've kind of found you in the world of the internet, is really connected to story and how stories change us. And so, I mean, the obviously like the Bible and the story of Christ is this beautiful, great love story, but stories take us in a lot of other places too. And I think stories, what I've found in them is, I think the ones that really last, the ones that are really timeless, are the ones that tap into those human emotions and get in touch with that human experience, no matter the time or place, kind of in the same way as no matter what time or place we are in and no matter what we've done, God loves us with a timeless love. And I think those stories that are most powerful are ones that tap into those emotions and that experience of being loved. And even, and also, you know, stories where they tap into the pain of feeling alone or betrayed, you know, kind of the opposite of those things, because they are all universal emotions. So his story always, I mean, obviously you wrote a book, but has it always been a part of your faith and how, like, the way you see the world too?
It has been a developing thing. When I was in grad school, I remember I was praying and I opened my eyes and in front of me, for real, I saw the door to my closet and I saw the hinge. And I felt the Holy Spirit say to me that culture, which is comprised of food and story and song, culture turns the wall of the human heart into a door. And so all the things
we should be talking about.
Well, I mean, I'm quoting the Lord's promptings in Amanda's inner sanctum.
Fine. I would put a little dash and then God. It would be fine. You would still get attribution. Sorry, can you say that one more time? That was amazing.
Sure. Culture turns the wall of the human heart into a door. And so we don't have the stories of Jesus in a vacuum. They existed in a time and a culture, and we've carried them through the church. And we are a storytelling people. There's no way to get away from that. And Jesus, I remember I was talking to my husband about this the other night. When I was a little girl and I'd read, not romance novels, but love stories. And the end, when they get together, I always wanted to be like, okay, what's next?
Yes, right? That's the beginning of the story.
What happens? And so looking for that in the church is something that I've pointed my heart to. And just with this hope that the best is still coming. You know, the bridegroom saves the best wine for last. So yeah. We're drinking good wine now. In the Eucharist, and it is Jesus, but what will it be like when we like have the wedding supper of the Lamb, and what are we going to do from there? Like create and tell stories. Stories will never go away. We'll always be telling the story of the slain Lamb. And like Jesus's body tells a story. Another time I was in front of the Blessed Sacrament and I was on a pilgrimage for the Year of Mercy, and I just felt the Holy Spirit saying, Jesus saying, my body tells my story. Mm-hmm. I see his hands and his feet and what he is suffering. Like that tells the story of his love. And so learning what the story my body is telling, it's not the whole story. You can't tell just by looking at me, but I do carry the story of myself and the story of God in my life.
Right, the places your feet have walked and the people that your hands have cared for.
It's a sacramental living that we can't separate flesh and spirit because of the incarnation.
Right, but our culture is pretty convinced that we can and that we probably should.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
When my husband and I teach pre-K now, which I talk about on the show way more than I ever thought I would, we talk about that. We don't do the whole theology of the body part, but, you know, just kind of tap into the idea that our culture is telling us that these two things, our bodies and our souls, are two separate things. And it's easier kind of to pay attention and be attentive to the more obviously present reality of your body, and to kind of let your soul, I don't know, hang out until something kind of serious happens and then see what's there. But both of these things are things that we need to be grateful for and care for and cultivate and use. And I think most importantly, like they're both ways that we can serve God, and they're both gifts, the body that we have in whatever form it is, like God gave it to us with a purpose. And if we can celebrate that and honor that, then we celebrate and honor God too.
Right. And the important part also to recognize the stories that the bodies of our neighbor and the people on the margins are carrying. Mm-hmm. And so I'm the co-founder of the Ruah Storyteller podcast, and my co-founder is Jules Miles, and she has another podcast called Mystery Through Manners. It's so good. She was telling stories of immigrants, Catholic immigrants specifically. Mm-hmm. And that's something that that really matters to me too, about the like immigrant care and she invited me into this vision of, hey, let's tell stories. Let's give women a microphone and a platform to share stories of truth, goodness, truth, and beauty with the world. And so if today is Fat Tuesday, tomorrow is the launch for our Lent devotion series, which is 40 Catholic women telling stories that they have written. And some of them are fiction, some of them are poems, and some of them are songs. But most of them are stories about times that they have learned how to love their neighbor and how to be present in their bodies to love our neighbors as ourselves. So, Lindsay, you were on our Advent series.
Yes, which I was just so ridiculously excited about. And on the Flash Fiction one that at this point will have just ended. February, go back. We'll link to that also in the show notes. Go back and find those. But I think especially as women, like, we bond and we connect with each other by sharing our stories. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're fiction, sometimes they're nonfiction. But even just, you know, like, I have a group of ladies over my house on Thursday mornings and we just hang out. It's like an open invitation to women in my area, people I know through church and, you know, friends of friends and things like that. And like, sometimes we just like thrive on this getting together and just talking and being with each other and listening to each other. And so much of our culture doesn't listen. Like, we, and I'm guilty of it too. I'll tell my husband, like, oh my gosh, I saw a headline today that made me wonder. I didn't read the article because I didn't have time. So I'm like, maybe this isn't a conversation we should be having. So I'm like half checking myself. But we don't really listen. And there's a lot of, you know, something I've been telling my kids more and more lately is like, they're just yelling at each other. You know, she pushed me, she did that. Da, da, da. One thing bounces off the other and each one is just responding, and they're children. So, okay. But like, we're adults. We need to not be responding or reacting is a better word for it, and listening to each other. And when we take the time, I love that this podcast, is what every episode, like, they're not longer than 10 minutes. Obviously I'm a fan of short podcasts. Everywhere I drive around my town, it doesn't take me more than 15 or 20 minutes to get anywhere. So,
same.
Right. So I figured, well, let's make a short one because it'll be one car ride. But we thrive on stories. You know, and like you said, like, Jesus told stories and they are such an important part, but not just to tell, but to listen. So we are going to have to wrap it up because I think we could talk for days, but it's time. Thank you for sharing your stories with us. And listeners, please do click on the link and check out on, we're on Facebook and Instagram, Ruah Storytellers. If it's as good as the Advent one is, and I'm sure it will be even better because it's longer, it's going to be just such a treat. And I hope it inspires people to go out, even into, I mean, to your next door neighbor, to the lady at the grocery store, wherever someone, I think some of us just need to be heard. I think that's what we're really, that's what we want. And especially people who don't have a close relationship with the Lord, or maybe not yet. We want to be seen and heard and known. And I think just the act of listening to another person and hearing their story and not offering advice, not trying to fix anything, just listening. I think that's really powerful. And I think that's something our world needs a lot more of.
Indeed.
So there we have it. Amanda, thank you so much for hanging out with me. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Listeners, as always, to suggest a quote or a guest, follow the show on Instagram, quoteme_podcast, or contact me at my website, lindsayschlegel.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast, leave a review wherever you find your shows, and tell a friend. And until next time, God bless you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by A few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zemak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.